Hagrid glared at him through his one open eye. Harry looked right back, an expression of innocent determination on his face.
"Oh, all right,"
Hagrid said in a resigned voice. He bent down and tugged the dragon steak out of Fang's mouth.
"Oh, Hagrid, don't. It's not hygiene."
Hermione began, but Hagrid had already slapped the meat back over his swollen eye. He took another fortifying gulp of tea and then said,
"Well, we set off right after term ended."
"Madame Maxime went with you then,"
Hermione interjected.
"Yeah, that's right,"
said Hagrid, and a softened expression appeared on the few inches of face that were not obscured by beard or green steak.
"Yeah, it was just the pair of us. And I'll tell you this, she's not afraid of roughing it a limp. You know, she's a fine, well-dressed woman, and knowing where we was going, I wondered how she'd feel about clambering over boulders and sleeping in caves and that, but she never complained once."
"You knew where you were going?" Harry repeated. "You knew where the giants were?"
"Well, Dumbledore knew, and he told us," said Hagrid.
"Are they hidden?" asked Ron. "Is it a secret where they are?"
"Not really,"
said Hagrid, shaking his shaggy head.
"It's just that most wizards aren't bothered where they are, so long as it's a good long way away. But where they are is very difficult to get to, for humans anyway, so we needed Dumbledore's instructions. Took us about a month to get there."
"A month?"
said Ron, as though he'd never heard of a journey lasting such a ridiculously long time.
"But why couldn't you just grab a port key or something?"
There was an odd expression in Hagrid's unobscured eye as he surveyed Ron. It was almost pitying.
"We're being watched, Ron,"
he said gruffly.
"What do you mean?"
"You don't understand," said Hagrid. "The Ministry's keeping an eye on Dumbledore and anyone they reckon's in league with him, and..."
"We know about that," said Harry quickly, keen to hear the rest of Hagrid's story. "We know about the Ministry watching Dumbledore." "So you couldn't use magic to get there?" asked Ron, looking thunderstruck. "You had to act like muggles? All the way?"
"Well, not exactly all the way," said Hagrid cagily. "We just had to be careful, 'cause the limp and me, we stick out a bit."
Ron made a stifled noise somewhere between a snort and a sniff and hastily took a gulp of tea.
"So we're not hard to follow. We was pretending we was going on holiday together. So we got into France and we made like we was heading for where Olympe's school is, 'cause we knew we was being tailed by someone from the Ministry. We had to go slow 'cause I'm not really supposed to use magic, and we knew the Ministry would be looking for a reason to run us in. But we managed to give the Burke trailing us the slip around about Dijon."
"Oh, Dijon," said Hermione excitedly. "I've been there on holiday. Did you see..."
She fell silent at the look on Ron's face.
"We chanced a bit of magic after that, and it wasn't a bad journey. Ran into a couple of mad trolls on the Polish border, and I had a slight disagreement with a vampire in a pub in Minsk. But apart from that, couldn't have been smoother. And then we reached the place, and we started trekking up through the mountains, looking for signs of them. We had to lay off the magic once we got near them, partly because they don't like wizards, and we didn't want to put their backs up too soon, and partly because Dumbledore had warned us, you know who was bound to be after the giants and all, said it was odds on he'd send a messenger off to them already. Told us to be very careful of drawing attention to ourselves as we got nearer, in case there was Death Eaters around."
Hagrid paused for a long draught of tea.
"Go on," said Harry urgently.
"Found 'em," said Hagrid baldly. "Went over a ridge one night, and there they was, spread out underneath us. Little fires burning below, and huge shadows. It was like watching bits of the mountain moving."
"How big are they?" asked Ron in a hushed voice.
"About 20 feet,
said Hagrid casually.
"Some of the bigger ones might have been 25.
"And how many were there?" asked Harry.
"I reckon about 70 or 80,
said Hagrid.
"Is that all?" said Hermione.
"Yep,"
said Hagrid sadly.
80 left. And there was loads once. Must have been 100 different tribes from all over the world. but they've been dying out for ages. Wizards killed a few, of course, but mostly they killed each other, and now they're dying out faster than ever. They're not made to live bunched up together like that. Dumbledore says it's our fault. It was the wizards who forced them to go and make them live a good long way from us, and they had no choice but to stick together for their own protection.
So, said Harry, you saw them, and then what?